Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're going to start off with a man who joined us only a couple of weeks ago down at the Walk Soccer out of Tuggerah. He's now got another little venture going on, Kick for Cancer. That's our mate, the Bald Badger, Mick Morley. Mick, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Britt. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, mate. Talk us up about what you've got on this weekend, mate. Your 10th year, congratulations. That's a huge achievement in itself.
Joshy Rose. Josh is obviously a Mariners legend, so he's doing the dancing for cancer this year, which you know all about. So all the funds raised today goes to Josh's account for dancing for cancer, mate. So it's a bit of a twofold thing. So 10 years, mate. Probably over that 10 years, we've probably raised about $100,000 for those in need, mate. So,
right, fantastic, mate. So what do you do, mate? There's obviously guys come along, play a bit of soccer. Obviously, does it get a little bit competitive as well?
Well, it's a different format. So they come along, they pay their money, their name goes into a hat, and we pull their name out of a hat. So they just get put into a team. They might come down with their mates, and they don't know who they're going to play with. So it's called a melting pot, and out they go, and they kick the ball around. I set the rules, mate. No one anyone hurt doing it, and it's always a bit of fun, mate. So a few beers, a sausage sandwich, and a couple of 100 club raffles, mate, and we have an hour and a half game of footy, and we raise a couple of $1,000, mate. Simple.
Fantastic, mate. Where does this all take place?
Pat Morley Oval, believe it or not, mate. The home of my father's, obviously, my father's Oval. Yes.
Ah, fantastic, mate. It's a nice touch, and buddy. It's a nice touch considering we've been talking about father-son combinations and talking about some of the greats that have gone on and play. There's another one that we can add to that list, Pat Morley and Mick Morley.
Three of his great grandchildren will do the kickoff today.
Ah, mate, that's a great touch. Mate, you must have been stoked to see young Josh Nisbet during the week make his debut for the Socceroos.
Oh, fantastic, isn't it, mate? What a magnificent achievement for the young guy who comes through our academy. And who said that height's the problem, mate? He's been head and shoulders the best player in the A-League this year. So magnificent for Joshy, and what a great and lovely little humble fellow he is, mate.
Yeah, it certainly is. And what a performance from the Socceroos, 5-0 win.
Yep.
Craig Goodwin was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, yeah, you can see. I picked Adelaide to win the comp before he left it. He left early in the season, mate. Look where Adelaide's been without a Craig Goodwin, you know.
And the Mariners back in action tonight, Mick, after the international break, taking on Sydney FC.
Yep.
A win will take them back to the top of the table. So, hoping all the best. What are you expecting from the Mariners first up?
I think that's going to be a tough ask tonight down there, mate. After that break, sometimes breaks are great, and they had a very busy schedule going into that break. But a lot of times you can lose that momentum, and we've seen it before. So hopefully they'll roll in and roll on, mate, and keep going towards the semis. I think the team itself is in very good shape, mate. So and as me and Bitch have spoken about before, they're definitely the fittest team in the comp. So let's hope we get a win against against the Muppets down there, mate.
Well, you only have to go back 12 months ago, this exact period. The Mariners were struggling a bit going into the international break, and once they come out of the break, they were actually really hit really good form and took them all the way through to the title. So hopefully we'll can come out with the same type of performances and really carry off and finish off the season.
Yeah, that's the break they had with the World Cup break, remember? And we were struggling, and we came back, and Danny came back after playing and being in the World Cup side, and he hasn't had a bad game since that, mate. And it's building for another hopefully successful semi-final season. Like I said, hopefully we can keep the boys in the park, beat number one. And mate, as I said to Butch the other week, we've got a great strike power coming off the bench, you know, and that's a big thing in this football, I think.
Yeah, look, mate, and we did touch on it, and you talked about their energy levels, their fitness levels. Mm. It almost reminds me of Penrith, right, in terms of where they're at, right? There's not too many teams who can go with Penrith set for set for a long period of time, right? And the Mariners seem to be in the same situation where physically they can, you know, they'll play the game, but they can lift and go again to another level where very few teams can match them.
Yeah, they wear them down. I think it was a Brisbane game, as we spoke about a few weeks ago. You could just see at the end, they just got to 70 minutes, and Brisbane were starting to go in reverse, and we were going in overdrive, you know, and it makes a hell of a difference, you know.
Yeah, it's doing it better for longer. I think that's so. Mick, the women had 1-1 draw against Western United on Thursday night, so they're going exceptionally well in their debut season as well, sitting in fourth position. The club would be ecstatic with that, wouldn't they?
Oh, 100%. And like you said, that was really, you know, a bit of a hard game for them, that game, because it was really a nothing game. They were going to be where they were and held on till right at the end and should have had some chances. Girls, again, mate, they're a goal-scoring team when they get going. Very good across the park. We're blessed to have two very good top-class goalkeepers that you don't see much in the game nowadays, that we actually, you know, swap the goalkeepers to between games, and very unusual. So we're blessed that way. And also you've got, you know, some fantastic Bryson at the back of, you know, defending and tackle right across the field. And Kai Simon's obviously getting better with every game, mate. So let's hope they go through well in the semi-final series.
Yeah, it's important for the girls and, you know, important for the club that they keep going along the way they are. And obviously, as you mentioned, the Mariners and the success they're having. I found it interesting what you talked about there, Bald Badger, in relation to, you know, this international break. Will it be a positive or a negative to them? Because they have been on a great run. I think they've only lost one game since November. So that's really significant. So you'd like to think it'd be interesting to see how Jacko goes about that period over that two-week period and what he's done with the team and what he's able to do with them, especially heading into this game tonight, which, you know, the Mariners sitting in second spot. They've got the game in hand behind Wellington, but Sydney FC in fifth spot. So it is a massive, massive contest.
Oh, yeah. Sydney are always a problem team for us. They've been playing good football going into the break too, and just slowly building their season. So they're always a bit of a hurdle for us, especially down there. For the boys, like I said, they may start off a bit slow, but like I said, let's hope they finish strong. And I think our like I said, once again, we've got a range of different ways we can play the game. I think with Nizzy coming forward or dropping back, and Jacko can change it in an instance by bringing, you know, someone like, you know, Kowal's been knocking some goals in at international level. So if he brings that form back to the Mariners, won't that be great?
Yeah, it'd be fantastic for the Mariners, and we wish them all the very best for tonight. Mate, just to give us those details again about today, the Kick for Cancer program that you've got on, 10th year that you've had it, raised over $100,000. Just give us those details again, mate, before we go to the break.
Yep, Pat Morley Oval, mate. Down here, 11 o'clock Red Joe, 12 o'clock have a kick. We've got some 100 clubs and raffles and some cold beer and a sausage sandwich. Anyone wants to pop in and say g'day, mate, most welcome to, because all the funds go to Central Coast Cancer Council. And very proud person to run these ones, mate. I love it.
Good on you, mate. You're doing a great job. Congratulations. And I know Josh... we'll appreciate, Josh Rose, that is, we'll appreciate your support in relation to his Dancing with the Stars. So, mate, congratulations again, mate. You're a very, very good man, Mick, and we appreciate your time coming on the show this morning.
My pleasure, mate. Love you, Blake. Love the show. Keep up the good work, boys.
Good on you, buddy. Thank you. Mick Morley there, Kick for Cancer today at Pat Morley Oval. He does a great job within the community, and, we're... very fortunate to have him on the program.